What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Guys, what is going on today? Welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Excited to be back with you guys again for another episode, as per usual. Guys, in this show, if this is your first time tuning in or you've recently started listening, this show is all about us becoming the men that God created us to be. It's about stepping up and becoming better and better men, becoming godly men of godly character. And we're just going to be trying to execute on that in four main aspects of our life. We're going to be doing that in our faith, in our friendships, in our fitness, as well as in our finances. And this is the content of what we're talking about in this show. We have various conversations. Sometimes it's just me talking to you about stuff that's popped into my head or things that I've found are working well for me. Sometimes I'm interviewing guests, as in a recent episode that I just did and released with Steve from Of Mountains and Men. So guys, there's just all sorts of different types of things we're talking about. And just trying to share different things that are going to help us all step up and become better men in our lives, show up for our families, show up in our communities, and ultimately glorify God by the actions we take and how we live and execute in this life, and just basically point back to Him with all that we're doing. So I hope you guys are enjoying the show. If you've tuned in before, guys, thanks for coming back and listening to another episode. And for those of you who may be new, thanks for tuning in for a first time and giving this show a listen. Guys, if you have been listening, don't forget the importance of leaving that rating and review. If you guys enjoyed this episode, definitely go into your podcast platform, get in there and leave a like or a rating and review in there for me so that others will be able to find this show more easily and know the value that this is bringing. And don't forget to share it with your friends or, you know, dad, brother, whoever you got in your life that might benefit from the content of this show. Just send them a screenshot of what you're listening to and tell them to check it out. Guys, in this episode, I want to talk to you guys about what I think might be the life hack to end all life hacks. I've begun to accomplish more than I have in years in a few areas of my life just because of this one tip. I still obviously have a long way to go in my life. I'm nowhere near achieved the levels I want to yet. I have plenty of distance to go still, but I've seen huge strides just in the last, 4 to 6 months just because of this one singular tactic. I'm going to share it with you now. Are you guys ready? It is hire a coach. There are two areas in my life where I've hired a coach or paid for like an online training education platform. And they're paying dividends. Since January or about that time, I hired a nutrition coach that I've been working with. And around that same time, I bought into the Business Made Simple platform for some online coaching for my business. The overall principle here that I'm sharing with you guys, hire a coach, ultimately is coming from a book that I have actually not yet had the pleasure to read, but it is on my to-read list for sure. It's a book by Dan Sullivan called Who Not How. And I have a few guys in my life that have talked to me about this book and some of these concepts, and it's been life-changing. It's just, absolutely crushing some goals, helping me attain more than I ever have. And I'm just really excited about it. But it's this idea of who, not how. Essentially, what it's saying is it's not about how you accomplish more or what other things you need to be doing to accomplish more. It's about who you have in your corner that will help you accomplish more. And over the last maybe year and a half or so, you know, I've really made a dedicated effort to get around some men in my life who will help me grow. And I've been really fortunate to have a few men in my corner that challenge me and push me and are sharing some really good principles like this, you know, with me on a regular basis. And they're helping me do more things that I've never done in the past. I'm trying new things I've never done in the past, and ultimately are helping me see results that I've also never seen before. So getting into this, guys, let's first talk about why don't people hire coaches, or why maybe haven't you hired a coach before? And there's four main excuses that I think come up. One, and probably first and foremost, is it's too expensive. And a lot of the time, you're probably right. Some of these coaches, whether business coaches, personal trainers, you know, whatever different aspects you could hire coaches in, there's a ton of them. But a lot of them are really, really expensive. And I totally understand that. I'm not made of money either, and I have a budget to stick to. These coaches can be extremely expensive. However, if you know where to look, you can also find either some really good deals. You can tap into personal networks, and you can also do some different things that we'll talk about here in a few minutes that might make it a little bit more affordable for you. But usually people just say it's one, too expensive. Second one, you'll say you don't have enough time. And I get it. I'm busy too. Life is crazy anymore. I think a lot of us who are married, a lot of folks I know are two-income homes. There's just so much going on. Bills are high. There's just a lot that happens in life, guys. And if you have kids, add in their schedules for school plays, sports, all the things. Guys, there's so much stuff that goes on. But we can say we just don't have enough time. And again, it's just another, I'm going to say it's another excuse, but we can make time. We just don't want to prioritize that because generally it's hard and coaching is hard, but there is the challenge of organizing your time, rearranging your time to be able to prioritize that and get these things in. But you'd be surprised, really, a lot of the stuff that I've been doing doesn't take a ton of time investment in my day. But that's number two, not enough time. Number three, coaching doesn't work. You know who's saying that? People who haven't tried coaches. If you haven't tried a coach, I would say you don't have a lot of leg to stand on to say that coaching doesn't work or won't work for you. The idea that coaching isn't going to be helpful, that you already know, that you know, they're just taking your money and giving you, you know, normal or, you know, obvious advice, cliche advice. It's just not true. But that is something a lot of people say, is coaching just doesn't work. Or similarly, and the fourth one here, I can coach myself. I know plenty of people who are super disciplined. I'm a pretty disciplined person myself. And I thought this for a long time, that I can do it on my own. I know what to do. I just need to do it. I need to execute. I need to, you know, make my plan and do it. But that also, guys, isn't really reality either. There's several reasons why I think you should hire a coach. First of all, I think a coach will help you see your blind spots. So we can't see our blind spots because obviously they're blind spots. They're called that for a reason. We are totally unaware of them. We don't know what they are. But a coach will help you see those blind spots and help you find the things in your life that are negatively impacting your results. So I think you need someone who can help you see those blind spots, point them out to you, and formulate plans to overcome them. Number two, I'd say for why you should hire a coach isn't emotionally invested in your decisions. And I think ultimately, because they're not emotionally invested, I think they're going to help you make smarter choices. You know, it's hard, you know, for instance, if you're like with me using a nutrition coach, let's say, it's hard to change your diet. You know, there's things you have in your house that you like to have, that probably are working against you for the goals you have, whether it be lose weight, gain muscle, I don't know, balance it out, get healthier, eat a more well-balanced diet. There's so many things that we can fall prey to in making these decisions. You know, you have a bad day and you're like, man, I just really want some cookies. I really want to have some ice cream. But it's just so easy for us to make those decisions because of being worn out, tired, or having the emotions driving those decisions. Whereas if you have a coach that's saying, here's the decisions you need to make, and you're going to subscribe to their advice and take it, then you're going to be trying to meet those new expectations because they're ultimately your expectations that you've agreed to with a coach, and you know what you need to do, and then they're going to help you make better decisions so that you're not falling prey to those moments of weakness. Number three, why I think you should hire a coach will help you avoid mistakes. These are mistakes that I think we otherwise have to learn from experience in, you know, and I think if we're going through our lives trying to improve, whether it be in a, you know, social growth or, business growth or fitness or nutrition, spiritual, if you're going to, you know, work with, you know, with a pastor is kind of like a coach, spiritual coach, if you will. They don't usually charge you money to be a coach, but there's someone in your life who will help coach you and point you in the right direction. But those different types of coaches are going to know different pitfalls and different mistakes that we can make, and that people commonly make, and they're going to be able to point them out to you and help you, avoid those and bypass those mistakes that you might otherwise have to learn the hard way. And every time you have to learn and make those mistakes, it just trips you up and it slows you down in your progress, and you're not going to see the growth and the progress you otherwise could have. So I think having someone who knows what those things are and how to avoid them, and it's just going to exponentially help you grow in the various aspects you might be trying to grow in. Similarly, I'd say number four, my fourth reason, is a coach has the map to success. And this kind of comes into play with that last one of why people don't hire coaches. I can coach myself. That idea, the coach does have the map. They know the way to go. They know what things need to happen. They know how to guide you through things like mistakes or other pitfalls that you could fall into, but they have the map. If you don't work with someone like this who has the map, guys, if you're like me and like most people, you're trying to navigate your way through all these things without a map. You're just trying to find your way to success. Well, they have the map to success, and they know exactly what to give you. And for those of you guys who, again, like most of us, probably use a smartphone, it can be difficult if you're just trying to find your friend's house based on, an address and looking at an old school map or an old school navigation book. And it's a lot easier if you can just put in your address, hit go, and your phone tells you exactly which routes you can take, which ones are going to be fastest, which ones might be slower. It's going to tell you all those things, which areas or which routes might have an accident on them. You want to avoid that so you don't run into traffic. Guys, it's that way with a coach too. They can see all those things. They know exactly which turns to make. They know exactly which things to avoid, and they will help you get to success in whatever area you're trying to see growth in so much faster than if you tried to do it on your own. And I've way too commonly in my life just thought, I know what to do. I can do it. I can figure it out. And that just comes from, wanting to take initiative and wanting to be a go-getter, wanting to just get after things on my own. And also wanting to avoid things like the argument of expense. You know, it's stuff like this is expensive. A lot of the time it is an investment, but that's why this whole episode is about investing in yourself. We have to be willing to do that because, again, the growth that will come from taking the time investment or the financial investment is going to pay off so much better than if you try to struggle through this on your own. Now, I want to talk about how to hire a coach the right way, because I think there's a right way to do this and there are wrong ways to do this. And typically why people make all those excuses, those four main excuses, is because they've typically gone about it the wrong way, or your initial inquiry into a coach might be going about it the wrong way. So for instance, with the argument that it's too expensive, let's just kind of start there. I'm going to say you actually need to start small. So my first tip, start small when you want to hire a coach. Don't go and hire a business coach for yourself that costs, you know, $2,000 a month to work with this person when you have a brand new business that is either not making money or has a very small revenue stream coming in. That is way too big of an expense. That person, I'm absolutely sure, knows what they're doing and would give you great advice, but that's just too much money for a brand new business that's barely making any money or is not making money to invest. And I don't think that's a smart way to go about it. I think you can instead pay for something like a good online platform, like for instance, like what I'm using, Business Made Simple. It's a whopping $300-ish a year. That is not a huge investment, but yet it is still an investment, and it is an investment in yourself. And with all the different educational platforms that they have within Business Made Simple and all the different aspects of working and owning a business that they take you through, you are going to see a lot of growth and you're going to see a lot of gains made from that. And that can help you then kind of stair step your way up, that you start at an investment of like $300 a year. Well, once your business starts implementing all those things and you've tapped out all of the resources you can from that $300 a year, you know, then you're going to be probably in a better place in your business. You're going to be bringing in more money. Well, then maybe you can start looking at something that's maybe $200 to $300 a month. And now then maybe you can start stair-stepping your way up to those types of mentors, those types of coaches that are going to cost more, but you're not just jumping into the deep end of the pool right off the bat. So that's one way you could be starting small. Another way you could start small is, a lot of times, guys, you can find people who have all the knowledge that you need that are just starting out as a coach in their field. And they, a lot of times, will need guinea pig clients just to show that they know what they're doing and that they can do the job of a coach that they're trying to get into, you know, whatever it is that their field is. So, you know, like nutrition coaches or business coaches or a fitness coach or, you know, like a personal trainer. Some of these people have gone through their education. They have all the knowledge. They know exactly what to do. So it's just because they're new, they need to get some people under their belt to kind of build testimonials and show their credibility. A lot of the time, guys, you can find those people and hire those types of people for far less than you would an established coach. Or you might even be able to get them for free to be kind of the guinea pig client and just get them going in their career. So don't be afraid to look into some aspects or some areas where you might be able to pursue people just coming out of an education and be able to see the growth that you want to in an area for at least a limited amount of time. Maybe they won't indefinitely work with you for free or work with you on the cheap. But for at least a little while, you might get some really good growth, and that might just get you, you know, on the right track, going in the right direction, and start seeing some results that you really wanted to without a major financial investment. So tip number two after start small is, don't overlook your personal network. Tell some friends in your life, you know, what you're looking to improve, and ask if they know anyone who might be able to help you. You'll probably be surprised by how many people will meet with you for coffee or for lunch and give you some advice and just give you free advice. You know, it might cost you a coffee or a lunch, but I mean, what's that for, you know, $5 to $10? I mean, that's not a huge investment, but you might be able to get, you know, 30 minutes out of them or so to ask some questions, pick their brain, and they might be able to set you on the right track. Now, once you've met with someone, be sure you implement their advice. Whatever advice they gave you, try it, implement it and use it, and then follow up with them and let them know your results. So send them a thank you note, tell them how it paid off, give them a phone call. If you got their number, shoot them a text, whatever you have to do to reach back out, but let them know you did what they said. And I would highly encourage and add, do it quickly, as you know, as whatever reasonable time frame it is for you to implement that advice. Depending on what it is, but if it's something you can just do, I mean, the next day, do it, like get it going, get it done, and let them know the results that you got from that. And you might be surprised how interested or even willing they are to get back together with you again to talk about it and then continue to give you advice. So that's a big aspect that a lot of people overlook and just think that they have to immediately go to paying the big bucks to hire some personal coach, or hiring a fitness trainer, or hiring, any number of different type of coaches that they might need, that you really don't have to do that. You might have some people that are a step or two away from you in your personal network that'd be more than happy to get together with you to see you grow and be happy to help someone else out who's maybe in a new career, new profession, and just to give you guys a little bit of advice. So the third tip then, guys, is kind of wrapped up in the last one, but it is execute on their advice. There is zero point in wasting time and or money with a coach or with a mentor if you're not going to do what they say. And I know, guys, the advice you often get from a coach is hard. It is difficult when they, you know, my nutrition coach told me I had to increase my calories per day. It was a challenge originally to try to eat the way he told me I needed to eat to accomplish the goals I needed to hit. It's not easy. You know, when my nutrition coach told me I needed to increase my water intake, that was hard. And I had to figure out ways to do what he told me to do because it's not easy. And that's the whole point. If it were easy, you would do it on your own. And if it was something obvious, you wouldn't need to hire the coach, but they're going to give you advice. It's often going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be a challenge to implement, but you have to execute on their advice because you are wasting their time and your money by meeting with these people or making a plan to get together with them via Zoom or online or paying for that online program if you're not going to implement what they say to do. And like I said, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be uncomfortable, but do it anyway. Execute on their advice and watch the results happen. I'll tell you, I've been working out with some friends for goodness, 3 to 4 years now. And I've seen some growth, up until, you know, the last maybe 4 to 6 months. I've definitely gotten better at a few things, but I have started hitting new PR, which is a personal record, new PR after new PR because of this nutrition coach. I did not realize how much truth there was to the statement, you can't outwork a bad diet. And I didn't think my diet was that bad before. And it's not that it really was, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't sufficient for what I wanted to be doing and the goals I had. But this nutrition coach was able to see exactly where the holes were. He was able to give me advice on what to do. I have executed on his advice, not perfectly every single week, but to the best of my ability, and still having the freedom to make some, you know, personal choices for different things that are going on. But ultimately still have executed on his advice very well. And it's amazing how it just, everything just starts to fall into place, you know, executing on the lessons I've learned from Business Made Simple, man, it's improving my marketing copy on my website. It's improving my marketing copy in handout materials. It's making me see areas where I can, implement new strategies and do new things to ultimately earn more business and grow my business in new ways than I had ever thought possible. So it is helping me grow. And like I said, I still have a long way to go. I'm nowhere near where I want to be yet or where I even need to be, but it's making strides in the right direction. And I would be stumbling my way in the dark through these things, learning these lessons the hard way, if I wasn't willing to invest in myself and pay for some coaching. So save yourselves a whole lot of headache, a whole lot of trouble, and invest in yourself. Get yourself a coach, get yourself a mentor, find someone who can help you see your blind spots and overcome these pitfalls and help you grow in the ways that you want to be growing. Like I've said, this could look a lot of different ways. You could find a personal coach. You could find a pastor who will help mentor you spiritually and help you grow in your walk with the Lord and grow in your knowledge of scripture. You could find, like me, a nutrition coach. You could find a business coach. There's so many coaches out there. There's literally probably a never-ending list of different coaches. You can find financial coaches. So there's so many ways you guys could be finding new coaches and growing in different areas of your life, but definitely take time, invest in yourself, and watch the results start flying in. Thank you guys again so much for listening to the episode today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I hope more than anything, you will implement my advice because you're getting some free coaching from me right now by just learning, hopefully, from my lessons and my mistakes of not investing in myself in these ways for way too long. But I'll tell you, over the last couple of years and specifically and even in the last 6 months or so, I mean, it's just been amazing to see some of the growth that started to happen. So thank you again for listening. Make sure you leave that rating and review in your podcast platform and share the episode, you know, screenshot it, send it off to your friends or your family And guys, don't forget, you can always submit me topic ideas by emailing me at disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on the social channels as well at Discipline of Manliness on Instagram or Facebook. Guys, be sure to tune in next week. Implement the strategies and tactics that I've talked about in this episode between now and then. And guys, until next week, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.